The Championship of Felix is well and truly underway, indeed, in the area of cross country, and our first visit to a championship event this winter happened today in Carrigdon, and there was a novice, county novice championships, and indeed the underage, even age championships, and Amy Green got the story right and truly underway for Finn Valley, a runaway victory for Amy, leading Finn Valley to the team, the women's novice team. Story, and Bernie Boyd from the Rosses was second, and Jacqueline Gallagher of Letterkenny was third. Finn Valley easy winners with Nuala Bosch, Sinead McDade and Karen Gallagher on board. So that was the women's story. Amy Green, individual, leading her team to Finn Valley, winning it. And then Finn Valley came back again in the men's. The individual on this occasion went to Sean Cairns of Tyrconnell. He came late with a really strong run. It was a battle between Gavin McCullough and Mark McGinley of Finn Valley. Interesting, in the end, Sean Cairns got there, and a very impressive victory for him, so well done to him. And Mark McGinley led the Finn Valley team to the Donegal men's team, so a double for Finn Valley and the men's. An interesting aside to Mark McGinley. Mark McGinley, I got on a bicycle, he's a cyclist, of course, and a brother of Sean McGinley, the international athlete from Glenswally, runs with Finn Valley, of course, and he cycled to Carrigdon, raced in the race, finished second, led the Finn Valley team to the team victory over Letterkenny and the Rosses, and Gavin McCullough was that other, the second Finn Valley man across. Ryan Porter was on that team as well, and Darren Toland was the other scorer there. It was Finn Valley, the Rosses, and it was Finn Valley, Letterkenny, and the Rosses in that order. So Finn Valley taking the double individual for Amy Green, Finn Valley, and Sean Cairns of Tyrconnell, the man story. Then we jumped on very quickly to the story in the under-10s. Well, Eva McGill won from the Rosses, won it with Emily McBride, the second position, and Eva Gallagher, Letterkenny, third. Finn Valley, the team, Letterkenny were second, Milford were third. And again, we're back to Finn Valley for the under 10 boys. Shane McHugh was just a way out there. Very impressive wee boy from Castle, from Conway, and he did extremely well once again. Broke an arm during the summer, didn't compete, back in business this winter, and he won it from Brady Barrett of Letterkenny second, and Conor Breen for Olympic Club third, Olympian Club third. Letterkenny winning the team there from Finn Valley, Kelly Beggs third. The 12s was from Glenfinn, from up-and-coming national school, Molly Gallagher, running for Finn Valley. She led a 1-2-3 Finn Valley with Rhea Toner, who led the race early on, and then Keefe McElhinney third. Valley won in the team. Finn Valley had a pretty hectic day, winning most of the team stories from the novice right through the age groups. But they won this one as well, of course, 12 girls. The Rosses were second. Letterkenny were third. And then Matthew Giles, that name that we associate totally and absolutely with Cranford Athletic Club. Well, he won the under 12 boys. Ben McGee of Cranford also was second. And then another athlete then, Dylan Temple of Finn Valley, he led the Finn Valley team. Cranford were second, Letterkenny were third. There may be a query about that, because I think Cranford have queried the team story there, but anyway, that'll sort itself out. But their early results showed Finn Valley, Cranford, Letterkenny. And then the other 14 girls, Darcy Clagg, a really impressive wee girl from Finn Valley. She won that one. Andrea Reid led a 1-2, she led a 1-2-3 Finn Valley with Andrea Reid second and Amy McElcar. Finn Valley from Letterkenny there, under 14 boys. Well, it was Ben McElroy, or Jack McElroy, from Oisin McBride of Cranford, and Tristan Green of the Rosses was third. Finn Valley again, the winners with the Rosses and Letterkenny. 16 girls. Audrey McBride had a bit of a battle early on with Muzin Kalu from Olympic. A really good battle, and good for both of them, really. The young Olympian boy is a good, strong runner, and he put it up to McBride early on. But McBride ran away in the last lap and led his team to victory over Letterkenny. So well done there. And then in the final events of the day, the under-18s, Elsa Moore of Lifford was a runaway winner. Impressive, as she was in the summer, the Lifford Strabane athlete. Well done to her. And then two Letterkenny girls, Sarah Henry and Sophie Award, second and third. And then the boys, Letterkenny, were the individual winner there. Philip McGee from Keita, Kilbride of Tyrconnell, and Larkin Byrne of Finn Valley. So that was the story. This cross-country season, as I say, well and truly underway. The weather conditions good, Carrigdon organisation good, well done in the Shone AC. And again, Amy Green and from Finn Valley and Sean Cairns are the new Donegal novice cross-country champions in the opening championship event of the season.